Revelation picture is like. When all nations, all tribes, all tongues, men and women, children and all, surrounding the throne of God and praise him forever and ever. What a great scene that would be. And so let us catch a glimpse of heaven this morning as we gather. Let us never be the same again. Let us walk out of these doors knowing and declaring that we together have met the living God, and we proclaim that truth to the world. Let us never be the same. Let us have an encounter with the Holy God, who is loving, who is with us, who's alive, who alone is to be worshipped. In all these things we pray in Jesus' name. All of God's people say, amen. We recently got a cat from the Humane Society. She is a one-year-old cat. We named her Audrey, or we call her Nick Ray Ray. There she is, standing on my toilet. For the first 2 weeks, whenever I came home, she would run up to me, rub her body against my leg, or she would hop into my lap and cuddle with me.
头两个星期的时候，每当我回到家的时候，它就跑向我，用它的腿来蹭我的，用它的身体来蹭我的腿，或者跳上我的膝盖，让我抱着它。But
in the recent days, she stopped doing all that.
但是最近几天呢，它就不再这样做了。
While she would show affection to the rest of my family, she ignores me completely.
她仍然向我其他的家人显示爱意，但是她完全无视我。
And I think the reason is this.
我想原因可能是这样吧。
I'm not the one to give her food or clean up after her.
可能我不喂她，我也不清理她的大便。
She probably had expected that I would not only show her affection, but to feed her, to care for her, to take care of her litter and brush her teeth and all that.
她可能要求的是，我不仅要向她显示爱意，还要去喂她，照顾她，给她刷牙。
But it turns out I don't do any of that. Roseanne and the kids have been faithfully doing that day after day. So she had probably figured, even though I am the alpha of the family, I'm not worth her affection or time.
她可能是这样认为的，尽管我是家里的老大。
And I'm sure you heard this phrase before. Dogs think human are gods. Cats think they are.
你可能听到这样的说法，狗呢，认为人是神，但是猫认为它是神。
How many of you own dogs?
你们有多少人有狗呢？
You know how dogs show you affection.
你知道狗它会向你表达爱意。
The only reason I don't own dogs is because I have to pick up their stuff.
我不想养狗的原因是我不想捡狗屎。
Walking a dog, not a problem, but picking up after them, I got a problem.
遛狗没问题，但是捡狗屎还是算了吧。
If dogs do not poo or they know how to use the washroom, I would have a dozen dogs at home.
如果狗不上大不拉屎，或者会用洗手间的话，我想我可能会养几十只吧。Because
dogs are affectionate toward their owners.
因为狗呢，对它的主人是非常有爱的。Yes,
you feed them, you take care of them, but they genuinely want to play with you.
你喂它，你照顾它，然后它真的是很想跟你一起玩。Cats,
on the other hand, I find to be standoffish and aloof. And they'll show you affection whenever they feel like it.
但是猫呢，它就比较相反，它是比较疏远、冷漠的。它只有想玩的时候呢，它才为你显示爱意。If
you don't do what they want, they won't like you.
如果你不满足他们想要的呢，他们就会无视你。Now
don't get me wrong, I love our cat, even when she doesn't love me back.
不要误会我，我不是说不爱我们家的猫，尽管它不爱我。But
there is some truth to that statement. Dogs think humans are gods, and cats think they are gods.
但是这个说法呢是真的， 狗呢认为人是神，猫认为它是神。
My question today is this.
那我今天的问题是,
is this cat mentality or attitude how some people view God?
这猫的这种心理或者是态度，是不是我们今天我们人类来敬拜神的态度呢？
Why do people worship gods of any kind?
为什么人去敬拜各样的神呢？
Simple, they want something from the God.
很简单啊，因为他们想从神那里得到一些东西。
Good health.
健康。
Safe travels.
出行安全。
Success.
成功。
Prosperity, good fortune.
财富富有。
Good harvest.
好的收成。
Relationships or fertility, you know, like having kids.
好的人际关系或者是生养孩子。
Or at times when they face disasters such as war or hurricanes.
或者是每当他们遇到灾难的时候，战争或者是飓风。
People pray to a god because they want something from the god.
他们敬拜神，其实他们就是为了想从神那里得到什么。
Not necessarily because they want the person of God, they just want what the God can offer them.
他们其实不是想得到神本身，而是想从神那里得到一些东西。
Kind of like a cat, the worshiper appears to be worshiping God, but in fact, it actually thinks that he or she is God.
就像这个猫一样，看起来好像他们是在敬拜神，其实他们是在敬拜他们自己。
And the worship of anything or anyone but the true God is what the Bible would call idolatry.
那圣经所说的这个拜偶像呢，就是敬拜除了真神之外的所有东西。
C.S. Lewis describes, in the way that he describes lust, it's a great analogy for idolatry.
这 C.S. Lewis 他描述这个情欲的方式呢，是偶像敬拜的一个很好的比喻。
He says this, we use the most unfortunate idiom when we say of a lustful man prowling the streets that he wants a woman. Strictly speaking, a woman is just what he doesn't want. He wants the pleasure for which a woman happens to be the necessary piece of apparatus. How much he cares about the woman as such may be gauged by his attitude towards her 5 minutes after fruition. One does not keep the carton after one has smoked the cigarettes.
当我们说某个好色之徒在街上游荡时，他想要一个女人。我们其实用了一个非常不幸的说法。严格来说，女人不是她真正想要的，她想要的是一种快感，而女人只是获得这种快感所必须的工具。至于她对于这个女人本身有多少在乎，可以在她满足欲望5分钟后的态度看出来。
Idolatry is when the worshiper worships a god and hopes to get something for himself or herself.
偶像崇拜呢，是指敬拜者，他敬拜神，希望从中获得某样东西。The
god that they worship is nothing more than a tool, a means to get the thing that they want.
他所敬拜的神呢，只不过是一个工具，他想从中获得某种东西的一个工具。
Once they get what they want, they don't really need the God.
他们一旦得到了这样东西，他们就不再需要神。
Or if they don't get what they want from the God, they can worship other gods.
他们如果得不到他们想要的呢，他们就会离开神。
And that is the real face of idolatry.
这个就是拜偶像的真正的面目。
The worship of the worshiper. When the worshiper actually is the one being worshipped.
其实拜偶像就是拜这个敬拜者自己。Now,
when C.S. Lewis talked about Adam and Eve being deceived in the garden, this is what he says.
C.S. Lewis是谈到亚当和夏娃在伊甸园受骗一事的时候，他是这样说的。When
Satan put into the heads of our remote ancestors was the idea that they would be like gods, could set up on their own as if they had created themselves, be their own masters, invent some sort of happiness for themselves outside of the real God, apart from God. The out and out of that hopeless attempt has come nearly all that we call human history: money, poverty, ambition, war, prostitution, classes, empire, slavery. The long, terrible story of men trying to find something other than God which makes him happy. God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself because it is not there. There is no such thing.
撒旦放在我们古代祖先心中的想法，就是他们可以像神一样，可以做自己的主人，可以在神以外，自行发明某种属于自己的幸福。而从那毫无希望的企图中，几乎衍生出我们所称的一切人类历史：金钱与贫穷、野心与战争、卖淫与阶级、帝国与奴役。这一整部漫长而悲惨的故事。 其实都是人类在寻找一种能使自己快乐的东西，却不是神。神不能从他自己以外赐给我们幸福与平安，因为那样的幸福与平安根本不存在。离开神就没有幸福。When
the worshipper becomes the object of worship, what you end up with is they realize they're naked, ashamed of themselves, despising one another, and enslaved to sin.
当这个敬拜者，他发现他敬拜是自己的时候呢，他们的结果就是，他们发现自己赤身裸体，羞愧难当，然后彼此憎恨，又成为罪的奴隶。
Throughout the month of September, as a church, we were meditating on Psalm 100, and if you remember, I said 100, Psalm 100 is an invitational psalm.
整个九月份呢，我要求大家来默想诗篇的一百篇。如果你还记得的话，诗篇一百篇呢是邀请性的诗篇。Psalm
135 is very similar. It is also an invitational psalm.
诗篇135篇呢，其实也是跟一百篇差不多，也是邀请性的诗篇。
But its focus is about idols.
但是它集中所讲的就是偶像。
Verse 1 to 3 tells you to praise God, to invite you to praise God.
1到3节呢, 它是邀请我们来赞美神。
Verse 4 tells you why, because God has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel, as his own possession.
第4节呢, 告诉我们为什么要敬拜神，因为呢, 他拣选了雅各做他的子民，拣选以色列做他的产业。One
of the most repeated phrases in the Bible is this one: "You will be my people, and I will be your God."
在圣经中重复最多的一句话就是：“你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。”In
the Old Testament, God has made it abundantly clear that He alone is God, and Israel is His people.
在旧约中，神一直在强调，我是神，以色列是我的子民。And
to be God's people means that they belong to God's kingdom as priests, as a holy nation chosen by God.
作为神的子民呢，他们要为神做祭司的国，成为圣洁的国度。Not
because Israel is great, but because God loves Israel out of His own choice.
并不是因为以色列人是多么的伟大，而是这是出于神的爱和恩典。And
God brings them out of slavery in Egypt and puts them under His reign, the kingdom of God.
神把以色列人从埃及中解救出来，把他放在他自己的神国里面。And
in doing so, God makes them a kingdom of priests, which means they are the one who mediates between God and the rest of the world. They are the one who stands between God and the rest of the world.
神让以色列人做祭司，就是为了让他作为这个世人跟神之间的中保。And
that's what God promised Abraham, isn't it? I will bless you so that you will bless all nations.
这就是神他对亚伯拉罕的应许，我给你祝福，你要祝福其他各国。In
the New Testament, it is the church that is God's chosen people.
在新约当中,
Not based on ethnicity, bloodlines, gender, economic status, but a new kingdom of priests.
它不是按照种族、血统或者是经济状态来拣选的。
Sinners who are rescued from the dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of God.
罪人被从罪中解放出来，然后被放置在神国当中。
A people that is chosen by God not because they are good in themselves, but because God loves them and chose them to be his priest to the nations.
人们被神拣选，并不说明我们人是多么的伟大，而是出于神的爱。他神拣选我们做祭司。
And this priesthood of believers is actually from the line of Melchizedek, not the line of Levite. So it's a brand new priesthood for the church.
我们这被拣选出来的祭司是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Psalm 135 says this, for God has chosen the church for himself, the body of Christ, as his possession. So I'm rephrasing that verse. For God has chosen the church for himself, the body of Christ has his own possession.
如果我想重新表述一下诗篇135篇4节的话, 那是因神为自己拣选了教会，基督的身体是他自己的产业。
And God entered into this covenant unbreakable relationship that surpasses the one he did with the Old Testament.
众神在旧约中与亚伯拉罕订立了盟约的关系。
Because it is sealed by the blood of his son. This is my blood of the covenant which is poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins.
然后他以他儿子的宝血立的约就是 这是我所立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦免。
This is God. There is no other God.
这就是神，没有其他的神。
In verse 5 to verse 7, it tells us that that's when the psalmist acknowledges that God is God.
诗篇5到7节，他强调的是神就是神。
He is sovereign over all, Lord over all, King over all. He alone spoke and created the universe. No one else, only this God.
他说他是至高无上的，是万王之王，万主之主。
As the song says, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah, that's right.
诗篇说，我们的神是伟大的，我们的神是令人敬畏的神，在高高的天上呢，统治宇宙万物，用他的智慧、能力和爱，我们的神是敬畏的神。Christians
worship God not primarily for benefits, but Christians worship God because that is who He is.
我们基督徒敬拜神，不是为了获得好处，而是因为神就是神。
A.W. Tozer, he says that there is a necessity for true worship among us. If God is who he says he is, and if we are the believing people of God we claim to be, then we must worship him. I do not believe that we will ever truly delight in the adoring worship of God if we have never met him in personal, spiritual experience through the new birth from above wrought by the Holy Spirit of God himself.
A.W. Tozer 是这样说的。 我们中间迫切需要真实的敬拜。若神真的是所说的那一位，而我们也真是从称为神子民的信徒，那么我们就必须敬拜他。我不相信一个人若从未在圣灵亲自所成就，从上头而来的新生中，与神有个人属灵的相遇，他就能真正喜乐的敬拜神、爱慕神。
And he goes on to say, we have such a smooth, almost secularized way of talking people into the kingdom of God that we can no longer find men and women willing to seek God through the crisis encounter. When we bring them into our churches, we have no idea of what it means to love and worship God because In the route through which we brought them, there has been no personal encounter, no personal crisis, no need for repentance, only a Bible verse with the promise of forgiveness.
如今我们引人进入神国的方式变得如此平滑，几乎世俗化，以致我们再也难以找到那些愿意在相遇的危机中寻求神的人。当我们把他们带进教会时，他们根本不知道何谓爱神与敬拜神，因为在他们被带入的过程中，没有个人的相遇，没有属灵的冲击，没有悔改的需要，只有一节圣经经文和一个赦罪的应许。
Tozer is saying that people come and worship God nowadays not because of who he is, but because what we can get out of him.
托泽是这么说的，他说现今的人来敬拜神呢，并不是说我们要敬拜神本身，而是因为我们可以从神那里得到什么东西。
And Tozer says, unless you have encountered the real God that brings you into a crisis, only then will you know this God.
豆泽说，只有你真正的经历到这个相遇的危机的时候，你才能真正的认识神。
That he has rescued us from the darkness and brought us into the light.
他把我们从黑暗的权势中带出来。
And this is encapsulated in the Exodus event in the Bible.
这个在出埃及记中被体现的淋漓尽致。
And that's what the psalmist goes into from verse 8 all the way to 14 is what is he talking about? He's talking about the Exodus event.
从八节到十八节，他的描述当中其实就
The key theme in Exodus is this.
出埃及记的主题是这样的。
The living God confronts the false God, the Pharaoh of Egypt, to rescue his people from slavery.
真神来对峙假神，就是法老，来解救他的子民。
God remembers his covenant with Abraham. He has mercy and he shows compassion to his people. They are being held captive in Egypt under the rule of Pharaoh.
神他对亚伯拉罕是有应许的，然后他对他的子民呢是怀有同情和怜悯的。他的子民被俘虏在埃及，在法老的压迫统治之下。
Pharaoh thinks he is God.
法老认为他自己是神,
and he wants to be worshipped.
他希望人们来敬拜他,
and Israel find themselves in slavery because of that.
然后以色列民们就发现，就因为如此而被奴役。
So God confronts Pharaoh and wins.
神呢，去对峙法老，最终赢了。
And in verse 15 to verse 18, the psalmist mocks the idol.
从15节到18节呢，诗篇在戏弄这个偶像。
Says the idols of the nations are made by human hands. They make their own gods.
他说外族人的神像是用金银造的，是人造的。
They have mouths, but they can't speak. They have ears, they can't eyes, they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have breath, but they have no breath. There's no life in them.
他们有口不能说，有眼不能看，有耳不能听，口中毫无气息。
Idols are human-made objects.
偶像就是人造了一个物体，东西。
And that's why he says the ones who make these idols are exactly like them.
所以说人造了偶像之后，其实你也就变成了偶像。
Why? Because they made the idol in their own image.
为什么呢？因为人造偶像是照着自己的形象造的。
In other words, idolatry isn't about bowing down to this thing that I've made. It's not that. It's about making something in my own image so that it will please me.
造偶像呢，简单来说就是你去敬拜一个你自己造的东西，这个东西是出于你自己的欲望来造的。
We often say, oh, people should not worship money or safety or worship comfort and health and possessions.
我们经常说人不应该去, 敬拜这个金钱啊, 安全, 舒适, 或财富,
But in fact, they really are worshiping themselves. That's what it is.
其实呢,
And I want to focus on something, one of the biggest idols, I think, in the church today.
今天呢, 我想讲一讲, 在我们教会中存在的一个最大的偶像之一。
It is children.
就是孩子。
Our children.
是我们的孩子。
It's not that we worship our children.
不是说我们敬拜我们的孩子。
It's what we offered, the gods that we offered to.
是我们把孩子献给了谁。
You know, this is nothing new.
这个说法其实并不新鲜。
In the Old Testament, when Israel entered into the land of Canaan,
在旧约时代, 当以色列人进入迦南地,
there is a god in Canaan that has the head of a bull and the body of a human person.
在迦南呢, 有一个神是牛头人身。
Their arms are, the god, this god's arms are stretched out like this.
他们的手臂是这样,
and he has a hollow stomach.
他们的腹部是空的,
they build fires.
他们可以在里面点火,
and his hands is heated to very hot, a high degree temperature.
然后他的手臂呢就被烧得通红。
And then the parents would put their infant children right onto the hand of this god named Molech.
人们就把他们的孩子献到这个神的手臂里面。
And burn the child alive.
把孩子活活给烧死。
This is why God, before they even enter into the land of Canaan, God warned them, never, ever, ever do what the Canaanites do to the god of Molech.
在进入迦南地之前, 神严禁禁止把孩子献给这样的神。
But once Israel settled into the promised land, guess what they did?
当以色列人进入迦南地之后, 猜猜他们是怎么做的呢?
Parents turning to the god of Molech instead of the one true God and worship their kids by sacrificing them on Molech's hands.
人们又把孩子献给了摩洛神。
The psalmists, the prophets repeatedly say, warned Israel not to do this and condemn them for doing it.
诗篇一再重复不要做这样的事。
It wasn't until a young king named Josiah tore down these altars, destroyed these gods.
直到约西亚, 成为王之后, 他摧毁了这样的假神。
By the way, do you know what the word Molech means?
你知道摩洛这个词代表什么吗?
It means the king of shame.
他代表了，他的意思是耻辱之王。
I wonder why these parents offer their kids to these gods. To this god, Molech.
我不知道为什么父母会把孩子献给这样的神。
Take a moment, parents. Sometimes we think, whose god am I worshiping? And what am I sacrificing my children to?
父母们想一想啊, 我们到底敬拜的是谁? 我们要把孩子献给谁?
Every god we worship demands a sacrifice.
人们敬拜的神呢, 人们所敬拜的神其实都需要, 都要求祭物。
Children were burned alive on Molech's hands.
那孩子们被陷在摩洛神的怀中活活烧死。
Sexual acts were performed to please the god of Ezra. Ezra, which is a god in the Old Testament, they had to do sex acts to please his god.
Oh, 人们去敬拜亚士拉神。
And then for Baal, cut yourselves.
有时候还,
cut yourself.
有时候为了敬拜巴利神来自残。
To worship the one true God, he too demands a sacrifice.
敬拜真神也是需要祭物的，需要献祭。
And this is what Tozer says. It is certainly true that hardly anything is missing from our churches these days, except for the most important thing. We are missing the genuine and sacred offering of ourselves and our worship to the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tozer 说道，如今我们的教会确实什么都不缺，除了最重要的一样，我们所缺少的是那真实而神圣的奉献。将我们自己和我们的敬拜献给我们主耶稣基督的父神。
To worship God, God does demand a sacrifice. You know what that sacrifice is? In Romans chapter 12, it says God expects a living sacrifice.
敬拜真神的确需要我们献祭。那么这个祭物是什么呢？在罗马书十二章一节中说到。
It means the entire person is given to God, not to burn alive in the fire, but to offer our entire self to God.
它意味着把我们全然奉献给神，而不是像把孩子献给那个摩勒神被烧死一样。
Parents, how many of you have dedicated your children on a child dedication Sunday? How many of you have dedicated your children at a dedication service? How many of you have done that?
父母们，你们有多少人在那个孩子奉献礼上把孩子奉献给神？
Do you know what you've done on that day?
你知道你们那天做了什么呢？
Do you know the spiritual significance of offering your kids to the living God means?
你们把孩子献给永生的神到底意味着什么呢？
It means that we are holding our children up to the living God and saying, Lord, you have your way with my child. That's what it means.
它意味着我们把孩子举到神的面前说，神啊，你真正的拥有我的孩子。
And I as a parent and you as a church together commit to raising this child in the Lord and to say, child, follow me as I follow Christ.
我们作为父母和教会呢，共同养育这个孩子，然后对他们说：“你们该效法我，就像我效法基督一样。”
You know, I am so thankful there are so many brothers and sisters in this church who have dedicated again the living sacrifice analogy to dedicate their time and energy to help disciple our kids in our church.
我们教会呢，真的我很感谢我们教会真的有一批非常优秀的人，他们不辞辛劳的在门训我们的孩子。
But some of them are very tired.
但是他们当中有些人呢，真的是非常的辛苦。
There's a lot of young people who themselves have no children have dedicated their time and energy to disciple our children.
这些年轻人呢，大多数是还没有自己的孩子，但是他们奉献了大多数的时间来门训我们的儿童。
I want to specifically address the parents today.
今天呢，我想问一下这个父母。
We are not a church that offers babysitting services.
我们教会呢，不是提供。
That's right.
不是专门提供这个。看顾孩子的地方。
Is he the only one awake right now? We are a church that disciples our children, amen?
我们的教会是门训我们孩子的地方，对不对呀？
Together as a church, we disciple our children.
父母和教会在一起来门训我们的孩子。
That's why we don't just leave our kids to someone else.We disciple them together when we're together.
不是说呢，我们就是把孩子留在某个地方，而是我们一起来培养门训我们的孩子。
We do not put our kids up to the idols of our time.
不是把这个孩子献给某个偶像。
You know, A.W. Tozer speaks of his own experience of dedicating his child.
Tozer 他讲到他是怎么样把孩子奉献给神的。
He dedicated his child, but he was struggling with holding on to her.
他把孩子献给了神，但是之后呢，他也觉得非常的挣扎。
This is what he said.
他是这么说的。
I dedicated everything and everybody. I had six sons. Then after 9 years, when we had given up hope, we had a daughter. She was a lovely little thing. After raising six boys, it was just like trying to bring up a herd of buffaloes. They are this little refined feminine little lady came along with all her pretty frivolous things. She and I became sweethearts from the first day, and I saw her little red face through the glass in the hospital. I was 42 years old when she was born.
我把一切和所有人都奉献给神。我有六个儿子。后来过了九年，当我们几乎已经不再抱希望时，神赐给我们一个女儿。她是个可爱的孩子，养了六个男孩，那简直就像在一群野牛。然后这位优雅温柔的小姐带着她那些漂亮花边的衣服出现了。从我在医院透过玻璃看到她那张红扑扑的小脸开始，我们就成了恋人。她出生时我42岁。
We dedicated her formally in the church service, but she was still mine. Then the day came when I had to die to my Becky, my little Rebecca. I had to give her up and turn her over to God to take if he wanted her at any time. She has been his ever since.
我们在教会礼拜中正式为她举行了奉献礼，但她仍然是我的。后来有一日，我必须向我的Big Becky, 我的小 Rebecca 死去，我必须放手，将她完全交给神。若神随时要带走她，我都愿意。从那时起，她就属于神。
When I made that awful, terrible dedication, I didn't know but that God would take her from me, but he didn't. We brought her up, sent her to college, and prepared her to become a missionary, and all is well.
当我做出这个可怕、痛苦的奉献的时候，我并不知道神会把他从我身边带走，但他没有。我将他养大，送他上大学，预备成为一位宣教士，一切都很好。
She was safer after I gave her up than she had ever been before. If I had clung to her, I would have jeopardized her. But when I opened my hands and said with tears, "You can have her, God, the dearest thing I have."She became perfectly safe.
当我将她交给神之后，她比任何时候都安全。若我紧紧地抓住她不放，反而会令她陷入危险。当我流泪，张开双手对神说，神啊，她是我最亲爱的，但我愿意你拥有她。那一刻起，她就完全安全了。
I'm calling on you as a church today not to look at our kids.And look for someone else to take care of them.
作为教会呢，我不希望其他的人去照顾我们的孩子。
When you came in, you received a sheet of paper.
当你进入这个会堂的时候呢，你收到一张纸。
As we spend some time to think about what we have heard today, I'd like you to look at this and say, "What can I do to help, Lord? What can I do to help the junior ministry?"
那你看一看这张纸，然后静心地想一想，来问问我们的神，来问他，神啊，我到底能为我们的青少年事工做什么事呢？
And if you need more information, those QR codes will take you right to a JPEG where it will tell you the needs of those ministries. What kind of roles do they need? Can you flip to the next slide to show that?
你可以 scan 就扫描一下那个二维码，来看一下我们的事工到底需要。做哪些事情
Okay. And then just put a check mark and say, I want to explore more about this ministry. I want to find out more so that I can get involved. Maybe.
想想，那么你可以更多的了解一下我们的事工到底是做什么，然后我能为事工做什么。
As you exit the sanctuary, there's a box at the back.
当你走出这个会堂之前呢，你会看到一个小盒子。
Let that be your act of worship to respond as a sacrifice that you are putting in the box. As an act of worship to worship God, I'm giving him this today.
就像你敬拜神一样，我今天把我的答案交给神。
So as the worship team leads us to sing, let us spend time. You don't have to sing along. You could spend time to meditate How can I get involved, Lord? How can I help to disciple these kids?
当敬拜团队带我们唱歌的时候呢，你可以不唱，那你就静默地想一想，我到底能为这个事工能做什么事情呢？
Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Spirit of the living God, speak to us. Fall fresh on this church again. Let us hear your voice. In midst of all these other noises, help us hear your voice. Speak to us. What role can I do? This is not a church of dropping kids and run. This is not a place where we just watch other people take care of our kids. No. How can I be part of the discipling journey of my children? Whether they are youth or kids, I want to be part of that because that's our commitment. We offer these children to you as a living sacrifice. Then we too offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Because you alone are God, you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
As you fill out the form, we're going to sing over you. Once you've completed the form, feel free to join in. Worthy. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh yes we do, Lord. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Thank you. trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken, and I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation, and I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those.
Sing one more time. Holy,
holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart and sing me and your love to those around me.
Services is over. Please make your way to the Dynamic Center. If you're a member of this church, we're going to begin our annual members meeting as soon as 11, hopefully sooner than later. At 11 o'clock, it will start taking registration. For those of you who have young children, there are brothers and sisters that will help take care of them while we have our AMM going on. Young people, I encourage you not to run off, but instead join us at the AMM. Sit in the back and listen to the business of our church. Learn what it's like to be a church. Learn what the important things that we, important decisions that we're making. Just listen. Just sit there and listen and learn, and not spend the time doing anything else. But I encourage you to do that. Okay? So let's rise and receive our benediction from the Lord.
主耶稣的恩典，天父的慈爱，圣灵的同在，我们一同直到永远。 May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all until the day of our Lord's return. And all of God's people say, Amen. Please be seated. Pastor Michael has some quick announcements, and after that, please clear the sanctuary as soon as possible.
A quick report. Announcement. Can we put on our... we have some the ministry to report. One thing is pray for our the next week. We have some brother sister will baptized and by membership transfer. Pray for them. You know them, you can pray for them. 下周有我们那个国有一些弟兄姊妹会有洗礼和转会，请为你认识的这些弟兄姐妹，你知道的，就为他们祷告，好吗？好，下一页 ，next page， yeah， pray for our women's ministry， the November 23rd， yeah， we have our the hymn and the gathering， and yeah， 我们有我们的聚餐，还有我们的圣诗的这个活动，感兴趣的可以扫那个 scan 的那个。 可以注册啊，好，还有英语部我们有这个 ballroom dance 这个 workshop 在 December 7th， if you are interested you can register it， 国语的你如果有交谊舞的一个 workshop， 你感兴趣的话可以来注册报名， 12月7号，好，如果你有一个是 donation 的 in kind， 这个如果你有实物奉献的话。 你有这个 stocks 或者你有这个 mutual fund 或 ETF， 如果你想，请记住 deadline is November 23rd， 12月23号，你可联系那个 Elder Ken， 还有或 Stuart Brother Stuart。好，下一页。我们还有我们的书 box， 也是今天是最后一天了，我看还有 lots of boxes left in front of office， brother, sister, if you have, bring one back to today, give back. Remember, put $12 in the box. 有12块钱的这个邮费啊. Okay. Yeah, that's it. We can, there are nothing. And you can there register it. And after the registration for the our AMM, you can grab the coffee and tea in the DC. 在那个 DC里有coffee和茶. 但是 remember, don't drink, eat here. This worship center, we don't allow to drink and eat and here. 好, 就是赶紧的, 我们默祷以后, 我们到这个, 这个敬拜中心那里拿一杯茶或咖啡, 然后回来, 会有我们回来, 11点钟, 我们会有大会。 好, 我们默祷以后, 我们就散会。 I have quiet time, then we can grab a tea or coffee. Have a short time break. Come back 11. Okay.